Retained firefighters are a vital part of today's fire and rescue service. Nationwide, approximately 18,000 people are employed in this role to provide efficient, cost-effective and reliable fire and rescue cover to over 60% of the UK. Mainly based in rural areas, retained firefighters crew one or two appliances at a solely retained fire station. However, some are based in urban areas and work alongside their full-time colleagues. Of the 42 fire stations in Norfolk, 39 have a retained, that is, on-call commitment.
Hello, I'm Leslie, and today I'm talking to David, who is not only our local postman, but who also plays a vital role in today's fire and rescue service as a retained firefighter. David, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Tell me, how does the role of a retained firefighter differ from that of a whole-time firefighter?
Right, well, Leslie, the retained firefighters have also got their own full-time jobs, which is classed as primary employment for the fire service. As well as being retained by the fire service at Loddon, we have school caretakers, chimney sweep, gardeners, a businessman, as well as my colleagues who also work full-time in the fire service. And we've got a full-time firefighter, and we've got a trainer who teaches us our keep our level skills up and our competency in firefighting. We've got one who works for USAR, which is Urban Search and Rescue, and they go to incidents such as flooding, building collapse. We could call them at an instant if a car has gone into a house and the house needs shoring up. And we've also got a gentleman who works actually in the control room where your 999 calls go to. And
so a wide range of people.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So are you expected to attend the same range of incidents? And and you've gone through one or two things, but what can the range of incidents be that you're expected to go out to?
We go to all manner of incidents, and we do work very closely with the full-time staff. We're all trained to the same levels and competencies, and type of incidents we go to, car accidents, where people have got trapped in their cars after an accident, car fires, which just generally cars that can overheat as electrical fault and we have to go and put them out. Building fires, which are thatch fires, which we know locally around here. Mm-hmm. Kitchen, barn fires, and there's also instances where we're in the water, rescues from water. We attend flooding to try and help people whose houses are flooded, rescue them, or try and stop the water entering their houses. And we also go to animal rescues, which horses stuck in dikes, cows stuck in dikes, cats up trees, of course.
So tell me, what actually happens if you're at home one evening? What happens when your alerter sounds? What's the rule?
Well, the alerter goes off rather loudly and wakes you up all of a sudden while you're dozing on the sofa. And we all then have to proceed to the fire station where we put our PPE on, which is our personal protective equipment, which stops the heat hitting us and stops getting petrol or that stuff, etc., dangerous substances onto our skin. We then have a tip sheet, which is a printout, and it is I suppose, similar to a fax machine, and it tells us all the details of what the incident is, where it is, the type of incident, map locations are on it, and also is give you a checklist on there of what you may questions answering just asking yourself while you're proceeding to the incident. And we, in theory, we're meant to get out of the station in 5 minutes. It's not always practical. Like myself, I'm a postman, sometimes a little further out and you can get held up in traffic, but that's a cross you have to bear. And then we proceed to the incident on the blues and twos, the ninas.
Right, okay. So how did you become a retained firefighter? What led you into it? And is that common amongst your colleagues?
Well, I was actually asked quite often before I became a postman, and at the time my job didn't allow me to do it. I never thought about ever being a fireman, until I was asked, and that was 15 years ago now. And so, yeah, I think it's 15 years, and that's as long as, and I, it sort of ran simultaneously of me becoming a postman, because then that gave me the freedom to respond to the incidents. Royal Mail are absolutely brilliant, allowing me to go to the incidents, and that's how it all started, all many years ago now.
And you obviously enjoy your role as a retained firefighter.
I absolutely love the job. Yeah, it is a brilliant job. We are a very, we've got a good gang of people. The people that have come, the people that have gone, we've always been a quite very close-knit group in Lotham. And I think that's the same that the brigade over of people.
Well, that's important, isn't it? So how many hours do you cover per week on average?
Myself, we have a retained contract, which varies. It depends on your lifestyle, because we have people that obviously work out of Loddon during the day, perhaps, you know, obviously from 9 to 5, so they'll have a smaller retainer. Mine is 120, because I obviously work in and around Loddon, so I can, that's the most you can do, but obviously you can go over that, but you're sort of contractedly here and there obliged to do 120 to be on call for 120 hours. I'm not doing 120 hours work in a week.
Right, so. Okay. And roughly, this is a really tricky question, but how many incidents, roughly, do you get a year? That's a hard one to answer, isn't it?
Well, last year we had a look, because it goes from April to April, and I did check the book when you gave me the questions prompt, and last year we went to approximately around 120 incidents.
Wow.
Last year, but I can remember many years ago we done 180. I mean, this 120 included 1 month we just done 28 alone, when the very dry conditions are on, when we had all the heat, we were going all over the Norfolk to chasing field fires, basically.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, we didn't have any around here, did we, in Sleepy Sizzling?
Touch wood. Okay, so how do you adjust back to your normal family life after you go to an incident?
Well, I guess you may be talking if something that isn't very pleasant.
Yes.
I guess. And the fire service offer a very, very good support network. You can get counselling, you can get a referral to speak to someone else, or they can come, the fire service offer a support network there, and they will come out to talk to you, and you can, you know, get things off your chest. Like I just said, our colleagues, we've got a very tight group, so we can deal with it in a group level. And of course, you know, my wife is obviously still very, very supportive in that. And obviously, sometimes you're not allowed to tell even your partner what you've been to, because there's a Official Secrets Act and that. So you can't always, you know, get it off your chest with your partner. So that can be.
So you have to offload to colleagues and.
Yes, that's how it generally works. More than that, because like I say, you do have to be very careful what you say. Even though my wife knows that anything is said is between me and her.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So the role of the fire and rescue service has changed over recent years. Now I think with greater emphasis being paid to fire safety. I know that recently you gave a talk to a local day centre. Do you enjoy this aspect of the work? And what advice would you give people on how to stay safe in their own homes and environments?
Mm. Well, the day centre was great, great fun. The people there were very, very good and great fun, as you know. At Loddon, my role, we all firefighters there, we have little extra jobs around the station. And mine is to organise station visits. And in the last couple of years, we've had young farmers, cubs, scouts, schools visit the station, where we talk about fire safety to them, what the kids can do, stop, drop and roll, make sure everyone knows 99, hopefully, but we tell them and about smoke alarms, etc. We also go to schools, go to fates, so if everyone any needs, we're more than happy to come. And there we give advice. And sort of advice we tell them is obviously make sure smoke alarms are cleaned once a week, testing once a week, and today, in fact, is the fire service promotes a saying, and it's test it Tuesday. So to try and get in a regular habit of testing your smoke alarms on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get into the habit of doing it every week.
Well, wise words, I think. So how can people contact the fire service to arrange a home safety check visit?
Well, this is done through the Norfolk County Council website, and you follow links to the fire service. There's like a drop-down list, and this is where you can apply for a home fire risk assessment. These are specifically aimed at people over 60 or have disabilities, which could make it more difficult to react to fire, and you may get yourself a free fire risk assessment, and the fire service will then come in and assess your property, make sure, like for instance, having a toaster not under units when you use it, bring that out, advice on candles, etc. And they, if you haven't got smoke alarms in and they deem it necessary, they will put them in, and they also offer a alternative one for partially sighted, blind and deaf people, which can be used if they deem it necessary to do that.
And are these visits free of charge?
Yes, they are, yes. And you have to apply on the Norfolk Fire Service website, and I'd looked just before I came out, and there's all these name and address, telephone number, emails where you can apply, and then it send it direct to the fire service, and then they will contact you about arranging a visit to see if we can sort you out. And it doesn't mean, I mean, if you've got smoke alarms, you can still have this. And also on the website, there is advice actually on there. There's a YouTube clip offering fire safety, and there's also lots of other safety tips, not necessarily fire, for on that website.
Okay, that's worthwhile to know. My final question, David. I know you're a keen Norwich City fan. With only a handful of matches left to play, are they certain of returning to the Premier League next year?
Well, I don't want to tempt fate, but I think it's looking so good now. I think we are going to get promoted, and we're going to get promoted as the champions.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Thank you,
David.
To become a retained firefighter, you have to live or work within 5 minutes travelling distance of the fire station during your declared hours of availability. If you'd like further information about Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service and the Home Safety Check Service, please visit www.norfolk.gov.uk/Norfolk-Fire-and-Rescue-Service.